So the question was asked, what if a person says, I've heard there are all kinds of serious consequences to these mitzvot, it's better if I don't know. So I want to share with you a story. A woman came over to a rabbi, the story goes back about 20, 30 years ago, and said, you know, if someone would only explain to me that God exists and what he wants in my life, I'm ready to keep mitzvot. The rabbi said, fine, you have a few hours now? The woman said, no, I don't have. He said, tell me when you want. We'll set up a meeting and we'll meet in the shul or something and we'll discuss it. The woman said, I'm sorry, Rabbi, I'm very busy, and walked away. We can't kid ourselves. You know, sometimes we are childish and we like to think that if we are childish, then we could, so to speak, bring God down to our level. God has expectations of us. And God knows what we can and cannot do. And when a person says, you know, I'm not going to do it anyways. Okay, so maybe you'll pay the price. A person can't bury his head in the sand and say, I'm not going to do it, so I better not know. That's called burying your head in the sand. That's why the Talmud teaches us there's a concept that was mentioned earlier, Tinok Sheni Shva. Sometimes a person grew up in Russia, he had no way of knowing anything, he's not a fool. But the commentaries say, if he lived next to a Jewish town, and there were other people keeping mitzvot, and he could have just looked over and seen what's going on, so then it's not so simple. Nowadays, we still apply it, because we say he didn't necessarily know who's right. You have conservative, you have reform, you have orthodox. There are so many branches where each one says, we're doing what's right, so the guy figures, I'm okay. No, I'm fine. It's not what it was in the time of the Talmud. But at the end of the day, a guy like you're describing, who just says, well, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. That's burying his head in the sand. That's like a person that says, I know there's kosher meat here and non-kosher meat here. I don't want to know which one's kosher. I'm just going to close my eyes and eat one of them. Come on. Are we kidding? So I don't think that we could apply what we discussed earlier to that type of person. I don't think so. Are we going to do any chassidut?